Newsbeat.
BBC Radio 1.
Stop people getting involved in the first place and seriously punish problem offenders. In a nutshell, that's the government's strategy for tackling gangs in some big cities. After the summer riots, ministers took advice from places like Chicago and Glasgow, as well as Merseyside. That's where Newsbeat's Dave Howard reports from now.
Good morning, boys and girls, all right? Morning.
Not a normal school day here in Highton.
We don't listen, do we?
30,000 pupils have now seen this play, Terriers. It's taken around schools by Matrix, Merseyside's anti-gang strategy.
You kill one of ours, and then we kill one of yours.
One of the main issues of the play is peer pressure.
Daniel Roberts plays Aldo, a junior gang member given a chance to prove himself by shooting and killing a rival.
You've got this nasty guy called 8-Ball. He's pressuring everyone to do his bidding, you know. He wants Aldo to hold a gun, he wants Eve to hold weed.
Rudy and Emily are in the audience. They're 12, but they say the action on stage is close to their real life.
Around by ours, you always see loads of people like hang around the groups and all that, and you're afraid to go near them.
You're telling me that you're scared of these groups, you're scared of these people?
Most of them, yeah.
They all carry knives and guns around with them.
There are kids that are in danger of associating with people involved in gang-related activity.
Assistant Chief Constable Andy Ward.
Also in sort of firearm-related activity, and puts them and their families in quite considerable danger.
The play and other things, like an annual football tournament, are about keeping young people out of gangs. It's just one side of things, though.
We've seen that by taking one, two, three people out, suddenly gun crime, gang-related activity can drop overnight.
Places like Merseyside and Glasgow looked to Chicago and LA for ways to tackle gang crime, but they've modified their approach to suit their own needs. Around Liverpool, for example, gang members are closely monitored by police. They can expect daily visits from officers. If they can be arrested for even a minor offence, police will work hard to arrest them.
We've got two people walking down the street involved in smoking cannabis, for example. If one is a gang member and one is a young person, one is likely to be arrested going straight into the criminal justice system. The other one may well be getting a warning taken home back to the parents.
In 3 years, he says, gunshots in the area are down by nearly a half and they've taken 600 guns off the streets.
You're just jealous.
In the play, it comes out that the gang leader's offering sex with his underage girlfriend as a way of paying off his debts.
That's actually a recent addition to the script. The police have informed us that that is a current issue, a very current issue.
Eve, you need to go to your ma or something about this,
and it's grim, it's nasty, but it does need to be addressed.
One. Let's get the sport now. Here's Simon Mundy.